The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
After getting in touch on 53106 to say I'm waiting to get my vaccine since July for COVID, I was booked in and then they announced the COVID cert and I cancelled it as I don't agree with discrimination. Once it's gone, I will join the 93%. Well, we're going to talk about vaccines, vaccinations and how to convince people to get vaccinated. Pete Lunn is the head of behavioural research at the ESRI. Pete, it's always good to talk to you. A lot of focus in the last couple of days on this 300,000 adults who are still unvaccinated. I mean, we've been bashing them over the head with the message to get vaccinated for about 10 months now. How do we convince them at this stage?
Good afternoon, Kieran. It's a good question. I can't pretend I know the answer, but I've got a few ideas. I mean, one thing that's really important to understand here, actually, is to look at it from the perspective of the virus. That might sound a bit strange, but let me explain what I mean. The difference between having 92% of the population covered and vaccinated, fully vaccinated, and 88% of the population fully vaccinated might not sound like a lot. You might think 88 plays 92, that can't make much of a difference. But think about that from the perspective of the virus. What that actually means is that instead of having 8% of the population who are highly susceptible, who you can target as the virus, you've got 12% to go at, and that's half as much again. So when you think of it from the point of view of the virus, the susceptibility of people who are unvaccinated, it just takes a small difference in that level for you to really be able to spread better, right? Mm. So maybe people can start to realize that. I think there are still quite a lot of marginal cases out there who might be thinking, well, look, you know, if everyone else has done this, I don't need to. And actually, that really isn't true. I mean, every additional person who gets vaccinated, that makes a difference. So I think if people understand that, maybe it'll help. I also think that the passage of time might help. I mean, for those, and we know there were quite a lot of them, who initially were just a bit worried about how quickly the vaccine had been developed. Well, we're now months later, and there's no suggestion that these vaccines are not effective and safe. They really are effective and safe, and we've had much longer now to see that and to trial them in multiple populations. So those people who initially thought, well, maybe I'll wait and see how this goes because I'm a little worried how fast these vaccines have been developed, really now you can be sure, I think, that these vaccines are safe and they are effective. So perhaps that might help to influence too.
Okay. So the premise, as I set it out, was maybe too simplistic, that you've got this 300,000, you've been bashing them over the head with a message, they've ignored it. Why would they pay attention? Now, there's some people who that will apply to and they're never going to get vaccinated. But you seem to suggest, listen, that there's a kind of a soft resistance there, actually, that you could flip.
Well, we don't know how many of them you might describe as a soft resistance. We genuinely don't know. What we do know is that from January through to now, there was a very large number of people who initially were don't knows. And over time, the very large majority of them actually went and got the vaccine. We have also seen the proportion of knows change a bit. It actually went up a little bit in June. And we thought at the time that was possibly related to people seeing vulnerable people fully vaccinated and protected, and perhaps their own parents fully vaccinated and protected. So there was a kind of lift in vaccine hesitancy around June, and then that very quickly went away again, I think partly as a result of case numbers and threats. So the people saying they won't get vaccinated isn't a completely kind of solid, consistent number throughout the year. It hasn't actually been that. A lot of people have changed their minds. A lot of people who were don't knows have become yeses, and the knows has actually gone up and down a little bit as well. So clearly there are some people who are still uncertain or unsure. What I'm trying to suggest here is that maybe some of those people can get themselves vaccinated, and if they do, it will make a real difference.
So, I mean, given that these outside factors have influenced the vaccine hesitancy, the amount of it out there, at different points during the summer, is there a possibility or a likelihood that you'll get more people coming forward for a vaccine over just the last 48 hours simply by virtue of the fact that we're talking about a possibility of restrictions continuing a little bit longer?
It's a good question to ask. I mean, you'd have to ask someone in the HSE. I was just playing with the internet here just before talking to you about how quickly one can register for a vaccine now still. You can do it in about two clicks, I realise. The portal's still open. That's all it takes. So while I was waiting to talk to you here, I just double-checked that. Are people going to respond to this latest wave of infection, and some of the people who are still unsure now get vaccinated? Well, I very much hope so, because the other thing to really notice here is if you are unvaccinated, you are far more vulnerable. If we look at the numbers, you are much more likely to be in one of these cases. You are much more likely to be one of these cases, and you are much more likely to end up seriously ill and to end up in intensive care. And we can see that in the numbers. The vaccine, without a shadow of a doubt, is protecting people. And as I said, we've now had months and months of new trials, of watching the way these vaccines have been taken internationally and watching what happens to populations. We can see that they're effective and safe. So I would hope that some people see that who have not got vaccinated and see that that is something they should do. And that's before we even consider that there is a wider responsibility to the rest of society here, which we can also see, that the unvaccinated people are part of the reason that we've got increased case numbers again, because it spreads more quickly among the unvaccinated. So, yes, I hope people find those arguments persuasive. People have a right to make up their own minds and to have their own decisions respected, and I respect that too. But I think the scientific evidence here is overwhelming that this is something that people should do.
Can I ask then just a couple of questions about the behaviour of the general population? Because a phrase I've been hearing over the last couple of days is, I've just had enough. They can't do this again. I've had enough. But I've heard that before. And I've spoken to you about it before. And the point you've made before is, yeah, that, you know, message does get maybe a bit of undue amplification. Actually, most people, you know, when this type of thing happens, actually comply with the rules.
Yeah. And, you know, I first heard, I've just had enough, I think, in April 2020. There's no human or government activity that's causing this problem. We're up against a virus. And what we find consistently, or have found consistently, is that when the case numbers rise, people become more cautious in their behavior and they become more willing to follow the rules because they can see that we just have to. I mean, we're up against, you know, something here that's a serious enemy and is a real threat to us. So, I mean, you're right. We have seen in the past that despite people saying, I've just had enough, when push comes to shove, what they actually do is they knuckle down and they get on with it and they become more cautious and they follow the rules. Now, as of now, I'm not an epidemiologist, so I need to be careful what I say. As of now, we don't really know how serious this kind of latest increase in cases is, and we'll have to watch it closely. But I've no doubt that when announcements come, people will take them seriously, because our data throughout has suggested that people understand that we have to coordinate our behavior in response to this virus, because it's the primary defense that we have. And I would expect that people will do that again. Now, Kieran, that said, what we have seen in recent weeks is quite a considerable degree of slippage in people's behavior. And one of the things that's interesting about that is
I could not tell you the last time I went out of my way to socially distance from someone. Sorry, I'm just going to admit it. I couldn't tell you the last time I was walking down a footpath and I kind of took a step to the side to make room for someone. Maybe people listening think, well, typical selfish bloody cutter heat. There, I always said it about him and now I have confirmation. But I don't think anyone is doing that anymore.
So I think there's a very big difference between keeping 2 meters from someone you walk past on a footpath where the risk of transmission is very, very low, and spending time in a crowded place within 2 meters of strangers for extended periods of time. That's when the virus is really likely to spread. Now, we can see in the data that people are still quite cautious about those kind of situations. I mean, actually, our social activity measure that we published only last Friday shows that there's quite a lot of discrimination in different circumstances that people make. So people can see that crowded events are more risky and they're more likely to avoid them. And we can measure that in the data, and they're still doing that. So you're right. I mean, compared to the start of the pandemic, you're far less likely to cross the road to avoid someone or edge away from them when you're only passing them fleetingly. But people are being actually quite sensible and perceiving different levels of risk depending on how crowded the situations they are in are. However, what we can also see in that data is that that is changing over time. So people, as you're rightly saying, are becoming less inclined to keep the 2 meters. They are becoming less inclined to wear masks at work and in crowded locations, indoor locations. And they are also becoming less likely to care about hand hygiene and be careful with it. So we can see those mitigation behaviors have been slipping over recent months as social activity has been gradually increasing. And I think when you put the combination of those things together, I'd be pretty confident that's got something to do with the increased case numbers we now see.
Pete, always interesting. Pete Lunn, head of behavioural research at the ESRI. Mark in Dublin says, we as a country are over-reliant on the vaccination programme. Other countries are using a number of approaches, such as in Germany, where kids use antigen testing every week. This identifies some cases and prevents spreading. Ireland won't implement anything other than the vaccine. Why? It's pretty difficult in any aspect of life to achieve more than 90%. Mark, there are people on the NPHET committee whose heads would explode at the prospect, I think, of antigen testing in this country, such has been their resistance to it. But it doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon. Tom in Limerick says, it's beyond disgusting that you and the mainstream media are pushing vaccines on people. Most unvaccinated people have had COVID at least once. Such is its prevalence, and they're not allowed into indoor settings. Schools are, of course, the main drivers of COVID. One of the main characteristics of liberals is their need to control behaviour. Media shouldn't be interfering in health decisions. And another person says, the percentage effectiveness of the vaccines has dropped dramatically since their release. I will not, nor will my family, be taking these vaccines until I get long-term safety stats, at least five years. I'm not even reading the rest of that text. I mean, someone who says, I'll let everyone else get vaccinated, and then in 5 years' time, I'll see if everyone is okay, and then I'll take it. I mean, there's selfishness, me not making social distancing attempts on a footpath, and then there's that. You don't deserve the rest of the text read out. Anyway, 53106, keep them coming.